The Story of Aladdin. An African magician wanted to get an enchanted lamp. The lamp was hidden in a cave in the mountains of China. The magician had to find a lazy boy to fetch him the lamp. He knew of Aladdin. Aladdin's father was dead and he lived with his mother. They were poor. Aladdin's mother always asked him to stay at home and help, but Aladdin wanted to play with his friends. The magician pretended to be the boy's uncle and asked him a favor. In return, he wanted to give him a store. The boy agreed, but he wanted to get the magician's ring. The magician gave him the ring and took the boy to the mountains. In the mountains, the magician took his magic powder, did some magic, and made the earth slide away. Inside, there was a huge stone. Aladdin was scared. His false uncle told him to lift the stone and go into the cave and fetch the lamp and some fruit. When Aladdin came back with the lamp, the magician didn't want to help him get out of the cave. He just wanted the lamp. Aladdin couldn't reach it because it was tucked in his belt. The magician got angry and he made the earth slide back. Aladdin was stuck inside the cave. He rubbed his ring accidentally, and the genie of the ring appeared in front of him. Aladdin was now his master, and the genie saved him. At home, Aladdin told his mother the whole story and showed her the fruit and the lamp. The fruit wasn't fruit, but precious stones. Aladdin wanted to clean the lamp. When he rubbed it, the genie of the lamp came out, and Aladdin was his master. The boy asked for food. Since that day, the genie gave Aladdin and his mother money and food on silver plates. They weren't poor any longer. One day, the Sultan's daughter came to town for a bath. Aladdin wanted to see her. When he saw how beautiful the princess was, he decided to marry her. He sent his mother to the Sultan to ask for her hand. Aladdin's mother took the precious stones from the cave as a present. She told the Sultan that her son wanted to marry his daughter. Then she gave the precious stones to the Sultan. The Sultan agreed, but first he wanted 40 bowls of gold filled with precious stones, as well as 40 black and 40 white slaves. Aladdin asked the genie of the lamp for help and gave the Sultan the second present. Then Aladdin asked the genie of the lamp to build a grand palace for the princess. It was made of marble, gold, silver, and precious stones. The princess liked her gift. She fell in love with Aladdin and wanted to marry him. The wedding started in the streets, and people said that Aladdin was a good prince. Only the grand vizier said his palace was the work of magic. One day, the African magician came back to town. He wanted to find someone else to fetch him the lamp. When he heard Aladdin was alive and he saw Aladdin's palace, he knew Aladdin had the lamp. He wanted to get it back. Aladdin was away hunting. The magician went to the palace and pretended to be an old peddler, exchanging old lamps for new ones. The princess gave the magician the magic lamp and got a new one. The magician rubbed the lamp and asked the genie to move Aladdin's palace and the princess to Africa. The Sultan was furious. Aladdin asked the Sultan to give him 40 days to find his wife. He asked the genie of the ring to find and bring back his wife and his palace, but the genie of the ring couldn't help him. Aladdin had to ask the genie of the lamp. The genie of the ring took him to Africa and left him in front of his wife's windows in the palace. Aladdin called his wife and asked for his lamp, but the magician had it. So Aladdin gave the princess some magic powder. He told the princess to invite the magician for dinner. put the powder in his drink, wait until he drinks it and dies, and then fetch the lamp. She did exactly what Aladdin told her to do and brought him the lamp. Aladdin rubbed the lamp and asked the genie to take them and the palace back to China. The Sultan was very happy. He called Aladdin his son and promised he was going to be the new Sultan.